This is Julian Clover. Community radio in your city.
Cambridge 105. Kevin, thank you for speaking to Cambridge 105. Can you tell us how you drew up the list of these top 20 postcodes?
Yes, what happens is that when people come to our website to run a quotation for their contents insurance, we ask them whether they've made a claim for burglary in the past 5 years. And they also give us their postcode. So we marry those two things together, and it allows us to build a map of the UK showing which postcodes have the highest incidence of burglary claims per 1,000 quotes that we run. Okay, so the postcode CB5 in Cambridge, which I think is from the city centre down towards the airport, the Newmarket Road.
Yeah, it takes in a place called Fenditton and the airport as well, and just to when you kind of leave Cambridge, almost towards the A14.
That's right. We saw that 41.8 people. So there's 0.8 of a person rushing around CB5 somewhere. But 41.8 of the quotations run per 1,000 have a claim for burglary in the last 5 years. That's how we get our statistics together.
I wonder, it's quite interesting really, because in a poorer area one might expect people maybe not to necessarily have the insurance in the first place, even though I'm sure you would advise that they should. And therefore, if you don't have the insurance and you're in a poor area which may be more likely to get burgled, then it sort of translates into maybe slightly skewing the figures a little bit.
Well, yes, we're looking at claims made on insurance policies. Obviously, if you ask the police about burglary, then they will tell you about actual burglaries. We're looking at claims made on policies, so that there is a bit of a mismatch there. But why we do this, because it allows us to focus on the crucially important topic of home security, because ask anyone who gets burgled and they'll tell you it's devastating. So we're very keen that people take whatever measures they can to keep burglars at bay.
And is there anything which links together the cities and the areas covered by this postcode survey, which makes them similar in one way or another? I'm looking at the list here. One of them is Biddeford in Devon. Another one, Chorlton-cum-Hardy up in Manchester. Leeds as well is also in the list.
Yeah, the top 20, that's the places with the highest incidence of burglary claims. 16 of the top 20 are actually in and around London. And there's a couple in Leeds, there's the Manchester one you've mentioned, and also Cambridge, which came 12th on our list. We think the common factor there is high density population and an area where burglars think there will be things to steal. So that's what burglars look for, places where they can nick stuff and places where they can perhaps, as the police will tell you, hide in plain sight. So there's lots of people going about their daily business. They don't notice strangers. They don't notice people perhaps surveying the street and looking for vulnerable properties. And I think maybe Cambridge has been the victim of its own success, because there's regular stories in the media about the number of high-paying jobs that are being created in and around Cambridge, which a burglar might look at and rub his chin and think, maybe there's some properties up there that are worth me checking out. So doubly important for people who are in an area where there are a high rate of burglaries to think about home security and think about what they can do to keep that burglar at bay.
And how's the survey changed, perhaps, over time? I wonder, Cambridge, I think, has climbed up the list a little bit. I wonder if we've gained any other areas into the list, or perhaps we've lost some of it, and maybe that reflects something based on what you were saying there.
What we've seen is that the order of the top 20 has changed, but the constituents of the top 20 are pretty much the same. So they may not be in the same order as last year, but last year and this year and in previous years, London has always dominated, and Leeds has always suffered as well. So it's major conurbations where burglars think they're going to be able to find things worth taking and think they're not going to get caught.
I'm wondering, it's pretty cold outside at the moment. Is there a particular time of year when the burglars are more likely to come out? You know, maybe when it's a little bit warmer, people inclined to leave their windows open, when of course they shouldn't when they're going out.
That's an excellent point, Julian. The summer is time for burglary because, as you say, people aren't as security conscious. You might be in your back garden enjoying the nice weather. If your front door is unlocked, somebody could go in, and it only takes half a minute to pick up a handbag or a laptop or a mobile phone and be away again, and you're oblivious to it sitting on the patio. So summer is a bad time, but in winter as well, you have to think it gets dark at about 4 o'clock, half past four in the afternoon. Burglars love darkness because they can go about their dastardly deeds without being seen. So whatever time of year it is, you can't let up on the emphasis that you should be putting on home security.
Are there areas, I guess there must be areas, where you're fairly unlikely to get a claim from anybody? Whereabouts in the country are they?
They tend to be rural areas, Julian. So we think it's places where people will be aware of strangers in their midst, so they are might be more likely to challenge people. And also because if you live in a rural community and your house is isolated or remote, then you might instinctively be conscious of security. So you might focus on putting strong locks on your doors and windows. You might have security lighting outside that's triggered either by movement or by heat or a burglar alarm. So people might be more security conscious, and combine that with the fact that people will be looking out for each other more, perhaps in a rural area, and you can see why incidences of burglary are much fewer out there.
And dare I ask, have you ever been burgled yourself?
I am touching wood as I speak, Julian, because I never have. But I know people who have, and they tell me about the sense of intrusion, the sense of violation that they feel. And I don't know somebody who this has happened to, but I've heard of people who've actually moved house after being burgled because they can't bear the thought of going back into a property where somebody has been through their personal possessions, strewn stuff around the place, broken things and made a real mess. And they just need to get away from that, so they actually move as a consequence. So much better to stop it happening in the first place.